Welcome. I am so glad you joined me for Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina means divine reading. It is a prayer form of reading scripture where we encounter God in an intimate and direct way. Lectio Divina is not about acquiring head knowledge of scripture, but about a profound encounter with the heart of God. Our scripture today is Matthew 8, 1-4. I will read it three different times. After I read it, I will hold 2 minutes of silence, and then I will begin with the next movement. There are four movements in Lectio. We're going to start with a prayer. Jesus, in these moments, may we discover your voice, which is already, always calling us. And may we sink into the silence and respond. So the first thing to do is find a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present because God is here in this moment. The first movement of Lectio calls us to awaken our bodies, minds, and hearts to this present moment, to the words of Scripture, and to God's presence embedded within the Scripture and all around us. I will read our passage once. Listen for a word or phrase that feels significant right now. Something that jumps out at you. A word or phrase that captures your attention even if you don't know why. Hold on to this word during the silence. You can repeat it or doodle it or gently hold it. Matthew 8, 1-4. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." The second movement of Lectio calls us to savor the word or phrase that God has given you in the first movement. This is a time to slow ourselves down and enter into those open spaces in our hearts and imaginations to make room for connections to emerge and to notice this word and this phrase and how it resonates with our own experience. I will read the text again. Allow the word or phrase that caught your attention in the first reading to spark your imagination. During this silence, savor the word or phrase with all of your senses. Notice what smells, sounds, tastes, sights, and feelings are evoked. Listen for what images, feelings, and memories are stirring. Matthew 8:1-4. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." In the third movement, there's a subtle shift from the second movement, where we tend our inner experience, to the third movement, which is listening for the call rising out of prayer. In this movement, we discover how our experience in prayer will impact our lives. I will read the text a third time. During the quiet, listen for an invitation rising up from your experience of prayer so far. Consider the word or phrase and what it has evoked for you in memory, image, or feeling. This is an invitation from God. What is He inviting you to? This invitation may be a summons toward a new awareness or to an action. Matthew 8:1-4. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Thank you. Following the third movement, where we listen for an invitation of God and discern how we are moved to respond, the fourth movement offers us a counterbalance to this experience. We are called in this time to remember who we are and whose we are, without focusing on what we are to do. Now move to a time for simply resting in God and allowing your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Rest in the presence of God and allow yourself to simply be. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from the inner experience to the outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these movements of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. But know that as you step from these moments to the rest of your day or night, whenever you're doing Lectio, that the God who met you at this time and in these words is also the God in the rest of your life. May you notice him. May he just continue to draw you to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless your day.